Sunday afternoon, September 15th at 3 o'clock in the Stevens Center, Maestro Robert Moody will lead the Winston-Salem Symphony in its first classic series concert of the new season. It's a performance of the powerful Symphony No. 2 by Finnish composer Jan Sibelius, the beloved Violin Concerto by Felix Mendelssohn with concertmaster violinist Corinne Brower, and a new work by American composer and New England Conservatory of Music professor of composition Michael Gandolfi, his Night Train to Perugia, recently premiered by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Winston-Salem Symphony music director Robert Moody.
When you look at the title, you would presume that it's sort of telling the story of a train travel somewhere in Italy. It's that, but it really is much more than that. In fact, he tells in his program notes, and he spoke at Tanglewood, that this has much more to do with various types of travel, the journey of the mind, the journey of the chemical reactions that make thinking possible. So there's a little neuroscience going on, but there's also full-on train travel. When he was writing the piece in Boston, he heard a freight train go by one day, and he said he actually ran through the window open and stood at his piano and made sure he caught the exact pitches that the train was making as you heard it squealing by. So a lot of good and very interesting colors to this piece, and a huge amount of percussion, by the way, and leading to a great, exciting ending and nice up way to move us into works by composers whose names we know much better, Mendelssohn. Corinne Brower is, I think, perfectly fitted to this piece. Corinne Brower is our concertmaster. She's a tremendous leader of the orchestra. And, you know, some concertmasters, some principal players are more or less comfortable getting out of their chair and standing in front of the orchestra as a soloist. Corinne is incredibly comfortable in that position. She's a very expressive player. I love that about her playing. And I already can imagine the opening statement of the Mendelssohn with Corinne playing that, because she is a mover when she plays. I like that. I think often about Sibelius and the landscape on which he wrote. Finland, Scandinavia, the stark beauty of that landscape and the unbelievable expanse. And so he will take a motive or two or ten that will seem small or just a snippet of something, and then as the piece builds, you realize he is creating a landscape. And just this, when you get to the final movement of the Sibelius Second Symphony, and the third movement evolves into the fourth movement with this building, it's almost like the tectonic plates colliding and a mountain rising from it.
Winston-Salem Symphony music director Robert Moody. The symphony's classic series opening concert in the Stevens Center is Sunday afternoon, September 15th at 3 o'clock. The performance repeats on Tuesday night, September 17th at 7:30, and you'll find links to ticket information and more at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts. The Winston-Salem Symphony officially kicks off its 2013 season with a new Kickback Classic Series concert. Beginning with this Saturday's Kickback performance, September 14th at 7:30, you can hear the entire Classic Series concert with enhanced visual projections and lighting and the casual feel that Kickback Classics audiences love. Join Maestro Moody and musicians from the orchestra immediately following the concert for drinks, a light bite, and some lively conversation at the Downtown Marriott Hotel. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.